Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. We have an amazing show for you today, as we always do. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give it up to a very loving father that every day shows me miracles and gets to embark blessings into my life. And every week, for certain, I get to hear about him and get to talk about him through this radio show. So I want to just start off things with a prayer to a very loving God. Dear Lord, thank you so much for the blessings that you've put in my life. Thank you so much for all of us that have been blessed so much by what you have done for us, by not only the good things, but the trials and the tribulations, Lord, because those have made us so strong. Thank you so much, from a personal note, Lord, for bringing my buddy Jeremy back into my life, allowing him to help me to reach the plans that you have called for not only me, but for the both of us, and that the community needs. And thank you so much for the guests that you've brought here today that I have built great friendships with, that because they are as well amazing people and amazing organizations. And we love you so much, Lord, and thank you for teaching us how to love through you. In your son's name I pray, amen. That's my favorite part of the show.
Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and get the show off, started off right with the perfect pivot of speaking with an organization that I think it's safe to say, which, I mean, Tucson being one of like kind of the epicenters for creating amazing organizations, is one of the greatest nonprofits I've ever seen. And we were talking about it before we even started the show, how I've traveled all over the United States. For those who don't know Veteran Rescue Mission, definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org so you can see the work we've done for the past, you know, 15 years ostensibly. And I've been studying different social service organizations, what they do, so we can better serve people, so that I can better serve people. And I've never seen anything like this next organization we're going to bring on. They're called Gap Ministries. If you haven't heard of them, go to gapmin.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got gapmin.com. And in studio with me, I have what is certainly becoming a close friend, because we're both just soldiers in, for God, mm-hmm. just out there doing the good work. And we, you know, have built a mutual respect and seen each other probably grow pretty awesomely over time. So thank you, Tian, for being here.
I'm glad to be here. I was yesterday at the Nonprofit Leaders Prayer Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wonderful to, because it was, of course, the National Day of Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just wonderful to pray into the city and what God's doing with all, you know, all these wonderful nonprofits across mm-hmm. our city, like you're saying. And it's the unity that we're getting in our city of Christian yeah. organizations, Christian mm-hmm. churches working together for kingdom. And, you know, that's how the world is going to see Christ, if mm-hmm. we are the ones, we're making such a big impact that they see him in us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important we work together. That's yeah. the key, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. And it's amazing you say that, because, I mean, in a lot of ways, that's why I am a minister today. That's why I am a pastor, because in the times when I was suffering, when I was out on the streets and, you know, I didn't have two nickels rubbed together in my pocket and my belly was hurting, it was those Christian groups that made it so I got fed and made it so I got where I needed and how I got to the next step. So when the time came for me to surrender and say, okay, God, you know, I'm here to minister to the people how you see fit, I could understand it, because, yeah. you know, at one time I saw the church and I saw a pastor, I saw the people that are in leadership at a church as something greater than myself, and that I needed to be a certain mold or a certain way or get to a certain mountaintop before I was worthy of such mm-hmm. Visceral. But, you know, I guess when you get to that mountaintop, you realize there was never a mountain, and it was, you are the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. And we each have a role to play, and it's interesting because I've been at Gap for 10 years, and so my role there is public relations, marketing, development, which is working with our donors, mm-hmm. foundations, grants. And over the years, initially, we have, you know, these amazing people that are house parents that give mm-hmm. their lives to mm-hmm. 10 kids mm-hmm. in a house, and 10 yeah. kids that have had a lot of trauma and that cuss at them and, mm-hmm. you know, are just doing everything they can to push anybody away yeah. that could try to love them.
Yeah.
There's people just doing such amazing things, like Matt in the warehouse, and And I used to feel somewhat like a poser when I would talk to people at my church or wherever, and they go, oh my gosh, you do such wonderful things, Tian. Thanks for what you do. And I thought, gosh, I don't do anything. I just tell everybody about what other people do at Gap. Mm-hmm. But over the years, I've come to see that we each have skills, we each have abilities, and God put me in that position. It's the perfect position for me. And he's blessed me and my abilities to do it well. And, you know, it's just like John being a chef for Jesus.
Yeah.
And so he uses each of us. And I think we need to get over that, like what it looks like to serve. You just start walking and God puts you where you can serve to the best of your ability.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of where God's putting you where you serve to the best of your ability, you guys have a new location. You're, you're moving and shaking things up. Tell us about that.
It's been very exciting. And in the 10 years I've been at Gap, I've never been bored. I can honestly say that.
It's a good place to be in life, isn't it?
It's always changing. It's always something new. Yeah. They're so visionary. And we step into things in faith. And sometimes when I first was there, I was like, are you kidding me? We're going to give away 10,000 Easter eggs. And you just got this idea last month. And you want to give bicycle prizes to all the kids. And you know, and then God would provide. We'd get a phone call from somebody saying, hey, we're this bicycle group. We'd like to help. Is there anything we could do? I mean, literally 2 days after I was told I had to find bikes. But so this new location, we've stepped into it because it saves us so much money. The place we were at, that we're still at, so we're half and half, we are Flowing Wells location. We've been there for 10 years. It was a 10-year lease, which expires the end of 2022. Our lease at that location was $34,000 a month. Believe it or not, but it's 55,000 square foot. You've seen the the massiveness
place,
of it.
But yeah, that's still a
but
price
that's a
tag.
Lot,
yeah,
isn't it? Wild. And it's it was also when we got in, it was right after the crash. So we got in that location when there was nobody in there. And I don't know what our renewal would have been, but I'm sure it would have been more than that because the market value for commercial real estate, for commercial property, like that's quite high. Yeah. So anyway,
Well, it's, and it's, you're kind of setting up to my thoughts, like it's been such a blessing working with you guys. And I'll say this as we kind of roll into the commercial break is it's been such a blessing working with you guys over the years because you guys were one of the original sponsors of this radio show that's been going on for over 2 years now.
Is, you love what you do.
Well, thank you. I've been able to kind of vicariously experience miracles because I've seen, like, I saw, like, at one time you tell, you know, many stories of, okay, we needed this many, you know, loaves of bread, or we needed this many, this, and God just delivered it the next day. And, you know, the big one is you needed X amount of millions of dollars to even get into this new community center so you could actually buy the property rather than be leasing it. And then right on Johnny on God on the spot was there to provide that money for you. So it's been beautiful to be able to see that. So I thank you for that as well. You know, even, you know, we all feel some level of imposter syndrome. God, you know, God gives us a lot. So it's hard to kind of grow into that gradually, but you're doing some great work and, thank you for letting me get to live through it vicariously. And as I said before, this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. As you are seeing, we highlight the good in the community. Go to veteranrescuemission.org to find out more about the radio show, listen to some of our past shows, watch some of our past shows, see some of the work that we're doing to help homeless veterans, to connect them with housing. We'll be right back. I'd hurry. If you had to go to the potty, about a minute and a half to hurry back. So have a good time.
Action Print and Copy is a full-service print and copy shop offering quality products at affordable prices. Everything from black and white copies to large format color signage. Whether you're shopping on the web or in their centrally located shop on the corner of Prince and First Avenue, you'll find they have the best team in town, committed to providing great customer service, ready to help you meet your personal and professional goals. Call 520-829-3075. Or go to printapc.com. Action, print, and copy.
If you want to sleep better, lose weight, get your life back, well, this FDA Clear technology will do just that. We guarantee you will lose 2 inches on your first session.
This comprehensive approach to weight loss allowed me to lose 40 pounds in less than 4 months. I feel great.
Call me now to book your first session.
Call us today for your health and weight loss assessment. 520-891-2882. 520-891-2882.
Roofs Are Hot provides excellent construction services for homes and businesses. When it comes to roofing projects, Roofs Are Hot has their processes down to a science. They use satellite imagery with measuring capabilities in order to help them estimate your project accurately without ever stepping on your roof. Roofs Are Hot provides you with options in order to help you make the best decision for your home. Contact Roofs Are Hot for your roofing needs at 520-314-7774 or go to roofsarehot.com now.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you went potty because we're back. We have plenty of good material to bring to you. I have Tian Kennedy with Gap Ministries here in studio with me, and we were talking about their new campus, the Campus of Hope, which certainly gives me a lot of hope, and you know, all the great stuff they're doing. So continue telling us about the Campus of Hope. And
I didn't want to end with how much we paid at the other place, because that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But what's so cool about the fact that we were able to purchase this property is that our mortgage at the new property is $17,000 a month. Mm. So it's half what we were paying for a leased property, and we're going to own this one.
Yeah.
It's 5 acres, and it's going to be amazing. So far, only the admin is over there, moving the foster care programs sometime this month.
Mm.
The warehouse later this summer, because we're still working on air conditioning and swamp cooling. We don't want to torture them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then the kitchen at the end of the year.
Yeah, I've volunteered in the warehouse on a couple occasions, and it's not necessarily hard work, but you certainly want it to be
hot.
Relatively cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then... with the warehouse, I guess you guys got good stuff cooking there. What's happening over there?
We do. Well, we're, you know, at the new campus, of course, everybody's just brimming with ideas of what we're going to be able to do there that we couldn't do at our old location because we had restrictions just because it was a rental. And so one of the things we're wanting to do is add to the job training program. Mm. And Matt Clower, the director over the warehouse, is starting May 9th, so next Monday, I believe, they start the first class.
Nice.
They're going to do warehouse job training.
Mm.
So it's going to be along the same lines as the culinary program, the auto tech program that we do with MPG, but it's going to be, you know, working in a warehouse, getting certification to drive a box truck, do pallet jacks, all that kind of thing. Eventually, we want to be even able to provide CDL license to be a semi-truck driver during the 10-week period. So people get out, they could get a job at any kind of a warehouse facility. They've got experience truck driving once we get that going.
It's kind of huge if you guys were to do some type of program like that.
I think so, too.
The crazy thing, we haven't talked about this yet, but the crazy thing is my wife actually went to Gap the other day because she had to get her fingerprint clearance card.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, I mean, it's just like how many areas God's put you guys in is amazing.
Well, it's interesting because what I love about working for Greg and Pam Ayers is they think like business people because that was their background before they started Gap. And so they're always kind of multitasking.
Mm.
And, you know, almost all of our employees, well, I think all of our employees, need fingerprinting. We've got over 100 employees, and we're always getting new people in part-time to work with the kids or whatever. So we were sending all our employees over to get their fingerprinting done, and they said, do you guys want to be a fingerprinting site? You know, and I think we get a tiny little stipend for all the outside fingerprints we do, which we don't make any money on it, but it's more convenient. So yeah, they do a lot of things like that. Like the job training started because we needed help in the kitchen, because we were doing 1,000 to 2,500 meals a week for low-income kids and elderly. And it was like, instead of hiring people, why don't we do a class and train people? They help us prepare meals. We provide them with, you know, the ability to go out and get a good job. And so, you know, it's just, they think of a lot of win-win things like that, which are outside the box.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, yeah, Greg, when he came on the show, he talked, and I'm sure you've heard him say this, you know, dozens, maybe hundreds of times, where... and the inspiration of, you know, why to get into this type of work, just like God said to Moses in Exodus, he looked in his hands and God said to him, you know, what's in your hands? You know, whatever's in your hands, use that for what's good. And like you're saying in this instance where you had all these people that needed these cards, and he's like, God's like, what's in your hands? Why don't you be a site? And not only will you be able to provide this for your people, but you'll be able to provide it for the community as a whole and serve something much greater. So
It's amazing. It's fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
But yeah, so we're excited about that. I think some other ideas for the job training that we're hoping to do on the campus of Hope is a building that was used. This was a place that made engines for mining equipment. Mm. So there's a building that's pretty ramshackle right now, but we think it's grandfathered in, and it has a high temperature room where you can do, like, for instance, car painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hoping to develop an auto body shop as well as the auto mechanics. And MPG would love to partner with us on that so people could be trained in that. That and then some other things in the culinary department.
Yeah, me and Patrick are actually talking about that. I think last show we had Patrick Lopez with MPG Automotive on. And yeah, we were talking about all the amazing stuff that you guys are doing to kind of, as much as possible, in-house with partnering home these programs. Because, you guys have this big, awesome 5-acre property now that you got plenty of good stuff to do.
And there's
do
so
there.
Much need out there. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite things at Gap is just seeing these people come in and meeting guys and getting to know people that were incarcerated, and see how hungry they are to change their lives, have the American dream that we all kind of expect to have, get married, have kids, have a home of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been so far behind in that, and it seems impossible almost.
Yeah.
And to see when they start getting like, I think I could actually do this. This could actually work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really fun to see that.
Yeah.
It's inspirational.
It's my favorite part of the job, certainly. Yeah. Particularly whether it's somebody right out of jail or somebody that literally was sleeping on the sidewalk last night, and eventually they're my coworker at La Frontera, or they're, my neighbor down the street, like, that, you know, like,
awesome.
I can't ask for anything more. Like, it's
I just celebrate with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me regularly whether it takes a year, it takes 5 years, it takes 10 years, reminds me, okay, this is why God put you here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, the reason we called it the Campus of Hope is because, truthfully, without hope, you can't do any of the things. Once you have a spark of hope, you can do a lot of things, and that's the key. And of course, Christ, and knowing that somebody loves you, somebody's got a plan for your life, somebody created you with a purpose, obviously, that's the biggest kind of hope that you can have.
Yeah.
But just walking beside people and giving them hope, we all need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And it's just amazing. So I guess we have probably about a minute till we have to jump out of here. What's some contact information, something you want people to know before we run out of here?
Just come to our website. At our website, gapmin.com, you'll see a little button on the right-hand side that says Campus of Hope. If you click that, you can see all the information about Campus of Hope. Sign up for our emails and you'll get emails. I don't send too many out because I don't like to inundate people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe send 1 to 2 a month. Mm-hmm. To just know what's going on, how you can get involved. I actually have an email going out next week about volunteer opportunities and some testimonies by volunteers.
Okay.
So, you know, get engaged with us. Come see the campus.
Your stuff is super clean. Like, we haven't actually, I haven't spoke to you about your media, but your stuff is good, man. You really, you got a big old brain. I bet it's seeping out of your ears.
Your skills, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, your stuff, it just looks really good. You can definitely, it gets your message across amazing. So, keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and again, thank you for coming on the show. That's TN Kennedy with Gap Ministries. Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you guys have not been to veteranrescuemission.org, please check it out. The big thing we're asking for right now is vehicles. I have a handful of veterans that we've been working for that just need vehicles to get to their job appointments, to get to their medical appointments, just to get to the grocery store. I have a guy in my program that he rides the bus for a mile and a half and brings his groceries home. We'd love to get him a vehicle. If you'd like to donate a vehicle, go to veteranrescuemission.org. There's also a donate button right there on the front of the page. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after this break.
Photography by Jonathan Arlia proudly provides portrait, event, real estate photography, and videography to the Tucson area. They're also Part 107 certified to fly drones commercially and provide high-end 3D virtual tours as well. Choosing photography by Jonathan Arlia to capture your much-needed pictures will help yield the results you need in a friendly and easygoing collaboration. Visit their website at photography-ja.com or call 243-9571 today.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. I don't think I've said that yet, the show, but I am. And we got a different set of guests here today. We had TN Kennedy with GAP Ministries on talking about all the amazing stuff that GAP Ministries does. If you haven't checked them out, if you've never heard of GAP Ministries, you'd be doing a disservice to yourself if you don't go to GAPmin.com and get to see all the programs I do for foster kids, for just community as a whole, for the elders, for veterans. It's just a kind of a litany of different services they do, and they're amazing. And we're going to try something a little different. And the cool thing about these next guests is, as we're leaving, Tian, who was, she's the development director over there at GAP Ministries, I whispered, you know, just pass, that we were having a roofing guest on the show, and she's like, oh yeah, I need roofing work done. It was like as if I told her I have Santa Claus in the studio, and so she thankfully she'll be working with JD Delgado, and roofs are hot, and they'll be getting her squared away. And we also JD brought in Mitch, so they're going to double down on the roofs are hot today and talk about the good stuff. And I actually look forward to talking with these guys, because we're going to hear the origin story of what gets somebody into the roofing business. And then through that, explaining to you, their homeowner, you know, what the different services are available to you and kind of what you can expect when you go through it. So thanks, JD. Thank you, Mitch, for joining me here today.
Hey, thanks a lot, John.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure, and thank you for having us on.
Absolutely. So I guess kind of just off the top, just for people who've never heard of Roofs Are Hot before and don't know what you guys do, what is Roofs Are Hot? Who is Roofs Are Hot, and you know, what do you guys do?
Roofs Are Hot, it's it used to be just me, and then Mitch called me up one day after he had his little debacle, and he got on board. So what we are is we're a roofing consultant and contractor. We work under Michael Sonsgroth, ROC, okay, which is 08096. So we're a division of that general contractor, and he's been a licensed GC since 1988.
Okay.
And he's a master builder. He's my mentor.
Nice.
Great man. Extraordinary, yeah, man.
It's good to have a mentor, huh?
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, you need mentors in all aspects of your life, because you know, some are good at one thing, and then you're going to find somebody else who's better and say whatever it is that you're looking to improve in your life. So I'm always looking for good mentors.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of like a good segue, and I'll ping pong this question over to Mitch, and then I'll have you pick it up following. Mitch, what I mean, especially having done a little roofing work in my day, you know, being a pool landscape contractor at one time, I've done a little bit of something about everything. I could never imagine doing roofing, you know, I can never imagine it. What got you into it, and what would you say is kind of like your specialty among it?
Well, for me, I was basically a laser brain framer, what I call. I've got years and years of framing experience, so I'm one with the sun.
Nice.
And that does not bother me whatsoever. I'm at home on the roofs. I did a little bit of roofing repair when I was young in high school. So I know, I actually know a certain amount of roofing when I came into the trade.
That seems like that's almost a story in itself, doing roofing in high school. That is a level of work ethic I don't know if I've heard a match to.
Yeah. Well, when you're young and anxious, you know, you'll do anything. Yeah. Landscaping.
Yeah, for sure.
So, for sure, I got into this via, I went back out in the field after general managing custom kitchens and baths for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got tired of paying everybody. And there's a lot of attrition that can happen in full whole house remodels.
Mm-hmm.
And also COVID came along, you know, and it just became apparent that the type of work that I want to do to help people, you know, would be something where I can complete the job within, you know, a week to 3 days. And so that's kind of what I was looking for. I went back out into the field because I got tired of paying everybody as general manager a little bit. I'm like, mm-hmm. anxious. I want to put my tool bags back on.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just had a little accident, and I decided, you know, I fell off a ladder and rolled down a hill.
Mm.
And I decided, you know what, I want to get back into sales and helping people, general managing and so on and so forth. So I gave JD a phone call. We've been longtime friends for, oh goodness, over 15 years.
Mm. Nice. That's super cool. And then I guess that's another good segue over to you, JD. Same question.
Oh, how I got into the roofing business, if you would have told me 10 years ago that I would be in the roofing business, I would have laughed at you.
Mm.
I would have been like, there is no way I'm going to be in the roofing business, be up on a roof.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a special type of person to get up on the roof when it's 100 degrees outside. Because it's about, it averages about 140 degrees on a roof during the summer, during the summer months. So that's one of the segues into roofs are hot, because they really are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the website is roofsarehot.com.
Yep, right? That is correct.
And just for those that aren't or are listening at home, if someone had told you you would have got a new roof and they were crazy, what is the transition from, you know, what you were doing before to doing that?
So what did that look like? I was in the mortgage business for about a decade, and then I moved over into digital sales. I did websites, Google AdWords, and I did some lead generation. And then one of my clients that I actually did some Google AdWords for and some other digital marketing, he offered a job for me at his glass company. He was, he was a glass contractor doing commercial contracting for glass, and he offered me a position or to train me as an estimator, project manager, and I got in. Mm-hmm. On that, and that's how I, cut my teeth into the construction business as an estimator project manager. And then I got into that business, and it was like, man, the construction business was just, it's a great industry. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, it's something that I didn't look at when I was younger, and now I look at it, it's just really,
it's really interesting. We'll pick up where you left off. But it was the opposite story. But we'll talk about that when we get back from the break. If you haven't been to veteranrescuemission.org, please go and check it out. You'll be able to hear a lot more about the radio shows, listen to some of our past shows, see some of the great people that support us, as well as see, obviously, the work that we do to help connect homeless veterans with housing. That's pretty much what it's all about. So definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org to support us, to see what we do, to volunteer, to help out however you can, because we definitely need all the help we can get. We'll be back off right after the break. You guys hang in right there.
My heat and air were in a state of disrepair.
The heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picturox Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
Picturox Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
The Common Good Radio Show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you've had trouble sleeping, difficulty in a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. Special offer to Common Good listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/CommonGoodRadio. That's better, BetterHelp.com/CommonGoodRadio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Vet and Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here, highlighting the good in our community. We have another amazing organization. And actually, it's kind of, I'm really glad we have Rooster Hot here to interview on the same day as GAP Ministries, because I know a lot of times I speak with organizations or people, and they're like, man, I'd love to come on your show, but like, you know, I'm not necessarily doing good in the community. You know, I don't run a nonprofit. I don't do this, that, and the other. But certainly this gentleman I have here in studio, he's a prime example of why I try not to narrow myself, even though people try to narrow themselves, because JD here, one of the, and I say this with as little smoke as possible blown your direction, is one of the greatest men I've just happened to meet, just kind of out of happenstance and become good friends with. I mean, you really are. You seem to, from what I've seen, just a real sustenance human being that, you know, I can, you know, learn from and model things after. So I really appreciate that about you. And you are here, you know, just like every other person in the community, you know, running an organization, trying to do it the right way to serve the community as a whole. So definitely I want to give you that compliment. Try not to dote on you too much, but I appreciate you. Hey, for that, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. I really do appreciate the kind words, and you know, I just do the best I can. Mm. And you know, sometimes it's not always what I want, you know, in regards to my best. Mm-hmm. But, you just got to be willing to put one foot in front of the other and just go for it, mm-hmm. and you know, just be willing to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. So, you know, it's just like getting into this business. It was, I was working for another contractor doing glass, mm-hmm. doing commercial glass. And one of my other mentors, actually, that got me into the digital sales, Google AdWords, we were looking, the owner of the glass company was looking to expand. And I talked to him because he's really good at duplicating and building up businesses, mm-hmm. and selling businesses. That's what he does now. He's a multimillionaire. Mm. And I reached out to him and I told him about the glass business. And he said, you know what? You should look into the roofing business.
Mm.
And I did. And I looked into it and I said, wow, this is a great business.
Also, yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah. and, you know, it's like what we were talking about. It's not as evasive. You can get in, get out.
Mm-hmm.
You're not disturbing the homeowners because you're not actually inside the home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different in regards to that concept. Mm-hmm. And you know, as long as you're working with good people and you have good intentions and you're you know, clear and flat on what you're doing in regards to your agreement,
mm-hmm.
and you have that communication with the homeowner, it's a great business to be mm-hmm. in.
Nice. So, and I guess kind of another pivot is, you know, I'm guessing I see you got Mitch in here. So, you know, I know you got some great people around you, great people working with you at Roofs Are Hot, roofsarehot.com, for those that are listening. What, you know, tell us about some of the other people that, you know, you have working for you, and some of the, you know, some people you're looking for to work for you, to, you know, to continue to serve, you know, a community that, from what I'm hearing, everybody's having some level of shortage in and having a hard time finding a good organization to kind of put their trust in on probably the one of the most important places in their life, not only their house, but their life.
It's funny you mentioned that because the conversation we had earlier with your other guest from Gap Ministry, that was the first thing she said was, you know, she contacted this other roofer and he's like, what, 2 months out or two weeks?
We won't even say his name, but
And see, and that's the thing right now with the labor shortage and with what's going on is the service is not available to everybody that needs it. So what I've done is I'm always looking for new roof crews. I work with about 4 to 8 different roofing crews. It just matters on the project and the job, the time schedule and so forth, on who we're going to put on that job. And and a perfect example of that is just having that resource available. I just got a phone call from another local roofing contractor here in town, a big roofing contractor. He called me up this earlier this week, and he was like, hey, do you got any roofers, man? I need to get somebody on this tile roof, a 4,000 square foot tile roof, or I'm going to have to give the money back to the homeowner. I need to get started on it immediately. It's okay. Yeah, send it over to me. And that's another thing that we do over here at Roofs Are Hot. We use a lot of technology in order to collapse that time frame, in order for us to have an educated conversation with a homeowner in order to find out, hey, are we going to be able to help you or not? Are the expectations there? Because if the expectations aren't there, then it's like, hey, do you know what? I understand that you need whatever you need, but we're not going to be able to help you. But it's having that educated conversation up front before you know, we move any further. But yeah, we were able to work on that, and I got my roofers out there. I just visited them today. They're about 70% done with that roof. So there's a big need out there. But I'm always out there looking for good roofers, good workers, and you know, seeing where we could put them.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if we discussed this before with Gap Ministries, but they've created a culinary training program. A mechanics training program.
That's awesome.
I could definitely see you guys doing some type of maybe a roofing training program, get people certified for that and get them, you know, automatically placed into all different people that are looking for jobs. Because, I mean, you know as well as I do, it's like a lot of these, what the missing piece is people being trained on this type of stuff so they can get to work. Because we just have, you know, a lot of people, particularly like, you know, my kids, your kids, you know, that are kind of reaching adulthood, that they don't know any this stuff. How are they going to learn it? You know, if we don't create programs to for them to learn it. And like, funny enough, Tian was talking about with them creating different stuff, you know, like what happened with Moses in Exodus, where, you know, he asked God like for help, and God told him to look in his hands. Like, when you look in his hands, it provides answers. Once you start training people on how to do this stuff, not only are your needs going to be met, but the needs of the community will be met. So, I don't know, just an idea.
No, and that's a great topic you brought up, because there was actually a nonprofit that I was working on a couple years ago. It was called Second Wind Workforce. I ended up just shutting it down for the time being, because I had to for some other reasons. But what I was looking at doing is creating experienced trade force in the different divisions, and having that pool of labor, experienced labor available for, you know, tile, roofing, glazing, paving, you know, all these other different trades.
The DES, Department of Economic Services, gives a 50-50 grant. You know about it.
For on-job training. They'll pay up to a certain amount. It's a great program.
And maybe get with Gap and maybe I love how we're just brainstorming on the radio as if we're just like us here. That's us, I guess. You know, it's kind of like the phone conversation you and I had last night, where it's just like, it just start off with like, okay, what are the X's and O's of the show, and the next thing we know, we're like talking about all these great miracles that God has in front of us. So yeah, I appreciate that. And then Mitch is here too. Hey, Mitch.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Awesome.
You know, last year we had an opportunity to do a job for Sacred Heart Church, and they had like a men's shelter-esque type of situation where they took care of the grounds. And Quite frankly, they had, you know, eight guys that were perfectly capable of doing labor. And so we worked out a deal with them that I managed the job. And they, quite a few of them I knew, actually, and from doing other work there at that church. And, you know, it worked out famously for us. Mm. And then so what that also does, you know, is help build the community, you know. So we, you know, as much as I love kitchens and baths, you know, and doing these amazing custom situations and framing monster million-dollar homes, you know, it's just as much fun to, you know, give to the community as far as you're helping others learn how to do things. You're providing a service. Mm-hmm. We're helping a church out. I mean, out of all the most important things in the world that are important, before I do a custom kitchen or bath for you, you know, how's your roof? That was always a question back in the day. So it's really a privilege to be able to give people a quality product like that, you know, and employ guys that work for us. You know, it's an opportunity to teach and, you know, mentor people. That's something that JD and I've always been into.
Yeah, and I definitely know, I mean, and I'm sure probably Jeremy, my assistant in here, could attest for the time when he worked for me as a, you know, when I was a contractor, is like, you take this responsibility of feeding people's family really seriously. And not only did he take it seriously, but there's a little bit of pride in that, you know, you're like, man, you know, God has selected me to make sure all these people, they eat and their kids eat, their wife eats, you know, like people eat. So, yeah, I'm glad you know, you guys are experiencing that. And like you're saying, doing what you love, you know, that's kind of where it's all about. Like, me and my dad went and played golf today, and I was telling him, I was like, Dad, you know, he got real angry, frustrated on the shot. I was like, Dad, are you having fun? And he's like, I'm having fun. I was like, okay, good, because if you're not having fun, there's no reason that we need to do this. So, yeah.
That's a great segue, though, because when I was over there talking to the director, he's like, oh, you got to have dinner with us. And so, they hooked it up, and they just, they made a killer dinner. And I sat down with the men in the program, and we had dinner. So it was very, the community was very uplifting to be a part of that. So, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, but another segue is, just FYI for anybody listening, if you're going to do a remodel project, get your roof done, man. Check your roof out, because I actually, I had a very prominent businessman. He said, oh, you know, I just bought this building, going to redo it. Went on the roof. I'm like, dude, your roof's jacked. You need work. And I never heard from him again until after it rained.
Yeah,
and he called me up the day after it rained, because he started doing all this drywalling. What happened?
Done. All right, roosterhawk.com. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by VeteranRescueMission.com, VeteranRescueMission.org. We'll catch you next week. You have a good one. God bless.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
My heat and air were in a state of
heat is here, and your air conditioner needs to be maintained properly to do battle. I'm Ron Arenas, the owner of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. With over 20 years serving the Tucson area, we know triple digits can't get you down if your AC is running right. Call Picture Rocks Cooling at 520-440-4069 to keep your AC in summer shape.
The Pima County Medical Examiner reported that 2019 drug overdose deaths were higher than any other accidental cause of deaths. So thank you for helping keep opioids and other prescription medications away from children in your home. If you'd like to learn about locking caps or lock boxes to keep your home RX safe, call the Pima County Community Prevention Coalition of PEP, Inc., 520-205-4781, and ask about our free medication lock caps and boxes.